Hello, precious being. Hello, sunshine. Hello, soul sibling. And welcome to today's soul session. If you are like me, you really struggle to promote your own work. When it comes to this aspect of promoting, of putting on blast your own creations, your own business, your own ideas, your own art, this is part of your creative process that you struggle with the most. Yes, you maybe made the episode which involved its own resistance, but now you have to tell people about it? That is so bizarre, ridiculous, and uncalled for. It feels embarrassing. There's this feeling of the ick. It feels slimy. It feels sleazy. It does not feel good, right? The idea of promoting our own work and knowing that we can't just do that once. We have to commit to the path of continuing to tell people that our work is available for them to receive. And again, this invitation, this offering idea really can help us shift our perspective. But what I want to remind us of is, first of all, where does this feeling of the struggle to promote our work come from? Well, remember, we're meant to live as collectivist species in groups of no more than about 100 people. What would this imply? That everyone in the tribe, in the village, naturally knew our gifts. And so they were, in a sense, they spoke for themselves. You were just the person who was a really good teacher. You were the person who was just like a singer and loved singing and teaching the young ones how to sing. You were just the wise one. You were known. Your natural gifts and talents were known. So you didn't have to come and say, hey, I'm the village medicine person. Everyone knew because you grew up being known. You grew up in divine community. You grew up in intimacy, not to glamorize and romanticize and underplay, you know, the challenges that we faced at those times. But I think we can tap into a deep knowing that we were meant to know so few people that we didn't have to promote our gifts because they spoke for themselves, right? Okay, wonderful. But now here we are in today's world, and here we are grappling with technology and platforms and all of these online pressures to share our work with the world. And sometimes it's more than pressure, it's a calling that we feel. So for me, for example, with this podcast, I love making the podcast. The part of the process that I feel the most resistance towards is taking clips from the podcast, promoting it on TikTok. I did that last week and I was like so proud of myself because I felt a lot of fear and shame. I think there's this fear of like, what if I disappoint people? What if they see the clip and then it's not what they're expecting when they listen to the episode? What if I attract the wrong people and they go to my podcast and hate raid me and give me bad ratings and stuff, not because they genuinely thought it was a bad episode, but because they disagree with my political views? What if I face backlash? What if it's not safe for me? And then also, it's simply embarrassing. You know, it feels like it should just happen for me and then I should be able to share the end result rather than me playing this active role in making sure the podcast grows. Now, that's the ego speaking, of course. It's this desire to not be seen trying, to not be seen as a beginner, because, you know, it's just more culturally reinforced to have succeeded or have made it. And so at that stage, it's no longer embarrassing. But in the beginning, what I always say is that we're in this really uncomfortable position where we are both on stage and the only person in the audience. So the beginning is the part that is the most uncomfortable, the most cringe, the most just the part where we have to be cheering ourselves on and being like, go girl, you keep speaking, you keep posting, or you keep creating. You've got this, because we have to believe in something and then we have to wait for the world to catch up to what we see as a vision for how we are meant to be manifesting in the world. So what I want to invite you into is a different aspect of promotion. And this came to me and it's such a sexy and divine idea. So I hope I can do it justice. So I was journaling, as I do, and I just have an essay on this recently about my practice in the morning of morning pages. I was journaling, I was listening to music, I was vibing, and I looked at the word promote and I saw it completely differently. First, I was like, okay, pro as a prefix, meaning move forward, be for instead of against, right? Be with, okay? And then mote, we think demotion, promotion, emotion, motion, motor car, you know? Motor, right? It's all about motion. So I saw this word entirely differently, promote. Promotion. So instead of viewing it as this sleazy, scammy thing where we are giving our work and putting it in this way for other people to consume, we can think, whoa, wait. Is nature not promotion? Are we not all around surrounded by motion? Are we not nature? And therefore, do we not have the right for our work, for our creation, for our gifts to exist in motion. And so when we say, hey, I wrote something, because you know, the internet is a vast place. And of course, you know me, I come from the perspective of sharing your work on the internet. This is not a superior state of being. It's just the state of being that I'm in. So I speak from that place. So when we say, I wrote a thing, first of all, no one will know we wrote that thing unless we told them. So what are we doing in terms of relating to our art as an energy, as something with potential energy in the world that can also be promotion in someone else's life? What do I mean by this? So let's say I write an essay and I tell no one, I just write it. Then if I don't tell anyone, I'm blocking not only amplifying the love and the energy I put into that work, but I'm also blocking that work's energy from influencing, and I mean that in a beautiful way, in the sense that we are all influenced all the time, not just in the capitalist sense, I mean in the artistic sense. Let me use a different word because it's hard to separate that word from its cultural connotations. And let's say we are all moved. It works perfectly. We are all moved by other artists, by the music we listen to, the books we read, the poems we read, the thing that we watched as a kid, the movie that shaped our perspective, the conversations we have, the idea that the person decided to risk bringing into the conversation, not knowing how we would judge them for it, the TikToks we've watched, okay? The podcasts we've seen. So if we don't tell anyone about the essay we wrote, we are blocking off that work's motion from moving the person who it's meant to move. Oh my goodness, it makes so much sense. It's never been described to me as such. Oh wow. Oh wow. So when we are deciding to reframe and reimagine how we are choosing to relate to our work, we are saying, you know what? I am promotion. I am pro the motion of the vision that I'm trying to bring to life. Because for me, I'm a dreamer. I have big dreams. I'm not saying that's better. I know there's a lot of cultural baggage that comes with how our ambition is manipulated and weaponized against us and used to really justify capitalism and elitism and all these things. I know that. And at the same time, I'm a person, I got visions, okay? I have visions for what I want to create. I see things that are not yet here, and I'm working towards that vision. But if I am not going to be pro the motion, how am I going to move towards that vision? If I'm going to say, okay, I made this episode, but I'm not going to tell TikTok, I'm not going to tell, you know what I mean? Then the work cannot be in motion, moving towards what it could be and the vision that I have for it. You know what I'm saying? So we need to heal our relationship with the idea of promoting our own work. We need to say, this is not sleazy. This is not disgusting. This is not shameful. Let's talk about that. I didn't use that word, but that is the word. It's not shameful to say, you know, I wrote something and it really matters to me. I wish you would go read it. I created an artwork. It really took me, like, I love it. I don't even have to love it. I created this artwork. It means a lot to me. It would mean so much to me if you considered sharing it with your community, buying it, supporting me. I'm an energy healer from that example in our last episode, and it would mean the world to me if you considered becoming one of my clients. This is how we are in motion. And I just want to say to you, babes, that we need rest. That is absolutely true. We are people who need rest. We need to hibernate. But when we also look at nature, we see that she is in divine celebration of motion. She is in motion. And some of that motion is slow motion. And some of that motion is fast motion. And think of the cheetah. It's either the cheetah or the leopard. I don't know. Both sexy, both wonderful. Not in the predatory sense, but just in the sense that they're divine beings to watch. But what we see with those animals, I think it's the leopard. I think so, but I could be wrong. They rest and then they spring forward into the future, and they then go for their prey and they eat the prey and they go, ha ha ha. You know what I mean? So they are very aware of the dance they are doing with motion. And if we look at the tree from a distance, it looks like it's still. Go closer, what is happening? It's floating with the wind. It's in motion. You know what I mean? And the trees underneath their root systems are communicating to each other, are sending things to each other. Things are happening in my body right now. Is my heart not beating? Is that not the rhythm of my life force? And I don't even understand it. Okay, you know what I mean? So there's all of this motion around us and in us, through us and between us that is going on. A friend sends you something and says, oh wow, you have to read this. Motion. They are not only moving the work towards you, but they are moving towards you. They're saying, I want to be closer to you, and this is a portal through which we can become closer. Oh, when I saw this, I saw it as a mirror of our relationship and of how you see the world, or of how I see the world with you. Oh my goodness, beautiful. So they are in motion with us. Okay? They are moving towards us. And is art not a moving towards, my darlings? So when we are making things, we are moving towards ourselves. We are moving deeper towards truth. We are moving deeper towards the divine, because there's something so weird about creating things, and I'm so fascinated by it. Before this soul session, I had the energy, but I didn't know exactly what was going to come up, right? But I allowed that feeling, that calling to move me into the motion of the creation. So now, it's not against any sort of value system. I don't know the words, but you'll fill them in. To promote your own work, my love, because that's how you move your work into the motion, into the collective consciousness where it belongs. Because the experiences that you've had that made you make this work or this offering, that called you to make it. Let's say you created a business to support small business owners, right? In a more, you know, in a more beautiful way. I don't know why I gave that example. Let me give you something with more soul. Actually, should I give you an example from me? Oh my word, yes. But then it's going to be, okay, I'll just do it. So I have started coaching people, and I'm coaching them on sharing their voice. Really, I'm really a creative coach, a creativity coach, supporting you getting through the blocks that you have. But the specific pain that I'm really focusing on to begin with as I start this path, because I think in the beginning, sometimes we need to be specific so people understand how we can help them. And then from there, we can breathe in, we can branch out like a tree, like a divine tree of knowledge and wisdom and love that I have to offer. Yes, it is true. But I'm starting to coach people on sharing their voice online, because they feel called to serve the collective consciousness in that way. Maybe they have a voice that they've always felt called to share. Maybe they have perspectives that people are always like, oh my goodness, you move me. And they're like, oh wow, I want to share that with more people. Maybe they've tried to share themselves online. Maybe you have. Am I not speaking to you? Maybe you've tried to share yourself online, but you felt blocked by perfectionism, by fear, by self-doubt. And I'm supporting them in a one-on-one basis in order to support that process, that motion of sharing that voice that you feel so knowing needs to be more in the collective consciousness with the world. And the internet is therefore a portal towards that end, and also a portal towards your own inner child healing, because the internet makes you face yourself. It makes you say, oh my God, I'm so ashamed that they'll say this thing, that same thing that you're saying about yourself. So it's a very interesting projection. It's a mirror. It's a way that we can also reach a deeper level of authenticity, which is a paradox. Yes, it is. But it is the case. Anyway, so I'm starting to do that. But now what do I feel when it comes to telling people about that? I feel ashamed. I'm like, you know what? A lot of people think that coaching is a scam. A lot of people think that it's just like a sleazy thing that people are trying to do. What if people reject me? What if no one shows up? There's all that fear. There's fears around promoting what I'm trying to do. And again, as I said in the beginning, when we really are promotion, we don't just do that once. Is that promotion? Does motion is quite literally the opposite of doing something once. Because if the animal moves from point A to B and then stops, they're no longer in motion. Now, again, I affirm rest and restoration and hibernation. But what I mean is promotion is not just a single decision. It's a commitment to a process of allowing you to be one of the vessels of the motion of your work. As you grow, obviously, there's going to be more people who are pro the motion of your creation because they feel the energy of what you're doing. And so now they suddenly want to be like, you know what? You should listen to this book. You should watch this story. You should follow this person. So what do we have? Promotion. But we have that more village sense of promotion that we feel more aligned with, that other people are supporting us, are amplifying what we are trying to do. But in the beginning, there's only us, right? Not literally, because we are always the collective and we are always drawing from different moving sources and people. But in the beginning of a specifically internet journey, you are kind of, you feel like you're speaking into a void. That can be a feeling we feel. So that's again, that image of picture an auditorium. You're on the stage, you're speaking your poetry, but you're also in the audience cheering on the poetry and saying bars. You know what I mean? Which is unnatural, but it is just how the beginning works in this process. So when it comes to my coaching, I'm nervous to promote it. But then what am I blocking off people from? First of all, I'm not honoring my gifts, because if you honor gifts, you celebrate them and you say, these are my gifts. This is what I can do. I listen. I love being in deep touch and connection with people's truth and helping them and asking them questions and receiving them. Remember Tantra meaning weave. I can weave the practical and the spiritual and all of it together, the business and the creativity and the spirituality. I can blend that all, and the content strategy. I can blend that all and the inner child healing. So if I don't say, listen guys, I'm a coach, like I can coach you, then I'm blocking off all the people who may be seeking an exact person in their life like me to work with them. I'm blocking their motion. not entirely, they're not dependent on me, they are wonderful, divine in and of themselves, but there may be a specific motion that we can co-create that they specifically will receive most profoundly and specially from me. Okay, so now I'm blocking their motion and I'm not honoring my gifts because I refuse to put them in motion. I refuse to support and help them move in nature, just as the rivers move, just as the clouds move, just as the sunshine's rays move onto my skin. Like, literally, it's so natural. We need to reclaim how natural it is, babes, because it's this weird thing where, like, sometimes you read, like, my friend bought me this book, one of my best friends, Tebs, bought me this book for my birthday, Motion, right? He said, I read this book, I want you to read this book, I think that will support you. A year later, my other best friend started reading the book, and then he was like, you really need to read this book. And I was like, oh my word, I really need to read this book. You know, we receive all these recommendations, it's hard to keep up. Sorry. So then I finally started reading the book. It's called Blue It's by Maggie Nielsen. It's excellent. So there's an example of how now this is all in motion. And what's really interesting, there are these ways that things move us, that they tug on our consciousness. We read a sentence, suddenly we can't stop thinking about it, you know? But if we don't let ourselves, our own art, our own creativity, our own services be part of that process, we are blocking the collective consciousness from all of the chain reactions that could result. You actually don't know what impact you can have on people. That's the thing. I don't know what is the ripple effect of this video. I have no clue, but I'm gonna throw my pebble. I'm gonna throw my pebble because I have pebbles to throw. That's one thing I know about myself. So essentially, I cannot dictate, control, nor do I intend to, and say, this is the impact I will have on you or on the collective. But what I can say, I'm coming from a loving place. I'm coming from a wise place. I have things to share. And if I just trust that I not only must share them, but promote the sharing of them, then I can actually be in the fullest alignment, because I'm aligning the vision I see for how I could exist it with the actions that I'm taking to make that and bring that into movement and motion. So my goal for this episode was to keep it short so that you can actually feel something in motion within you, something you feel called to do next, or called to share, or called to say to yourself or to someone else, something you feel called to journal, anything, any action you feel called to take. And I think we kind of are mean to action. We pretend it's like a lower state of spirituality, or it's a lower state of being. It's very much in the material world. No. Aligned action is beautiful. And aligned action could be, I really need to call my dad. That's my aligned action. I've been putting that off. I really need to call my dad. I really need to call my cousin. You know, she's someone who I consider one of my deepest soul siblings on earth. I need to call her. I owe her a call. So that's something I need to put into motion. You know what I mean? So let this be a catalyst for you, my love. Let this be something that sparks the motion within you. Let this be something that moves your work to the next step, okay? Because if you feel called, no one has to create in public. No one has to do that. I'm never going to be saying that that's more important. But babes, if you feel called to do it, it also feels called for you to do yourself through it, whatever. If you feel called to it, There are other people and other processes that beyond our understanding and control that are also calling for you to honor their calling. What you seek is seeking you. If you desire to be seen, there are people who desire to see you. I'm telling you right now, just as water exists, equally as we desire and need to be replenished by water. Everything in nature is part of a complex interaction. We need to allow ourselves to be part of that process, to be part of this moving and alive planet of creation, especially as we try to usher a new world, a new consciousness, a new way of being into being, a new way of relating, a new way of seeing, being, feeling, creating in loving community. There is so much to be done. There is so much to be created. There are people who feel called to listen to what you feel called to say. I'm telling you this. Keep the faith, keep the belief, and keep the energy of possibility within you. Feel full of possibility. That this thing that you see, this vision you have, I'm clairvoyant, I see visions, I also feel things, I feel sensations of rooms and things and ways I want to be in connection with people and wada wada wada. But if you feel that juicy calling, please understand that it is seeking you back. It's just waiting to catch up with what you see. So you as the creator, you say, listen, I want to write. Then you start writing. Then you say, you know what? No one read this. Eventually what happens? Suddenly you have a whole archive. One person finds your writing, says, oh my word, now I read this one. Now I'm going to read this one. Now I need to read this one. Suddenly you have an archive, body of work mindset. So I'm telling you, sometimes we have to be the ones to say, I see a reality that is not yet manifest, but I'm going to honor that reality that I see, work towards it, and let other people catch up with me. You know what I mean? Because the collective, we want to support you. I promise you, even if it doesn't seem that obvious right now. I love you so much. Okay, go and promote your work. It is not shameful. It is not disgusting. It is not sleazy. It is not scammy. It is how we allow our consciousness to be shifted by one another's, by the collective consciousness. It is how we allow our work to take on a kind of energy that is beyond us and through us. This is the process of creation. It's offering ourselves up to others as an invitation to receive what we have to offer in the flea market of life, which is this beautiful metaphor that I use in order to convey that as artists, as creatives, as people called to create, we are here to offer something. It is not about how it is taken up. It is not about judgment. It is not about embarrassment. It is about the fact that we can't have a flea market unless we are all making offerings. And those of us who have voices that have been marginalized, we really need to be offering ourselves in this vulnerable way, because that is how we shift the whole flea market. By sharing our perspectives and our ideas, by queering who's meant to be heard and seen and felt, we change the world. I really believe that. Okay, I love you so much. Go promote your own work. Go be promotion. I love you. I hope you have a beautiful day, week, month, year. Time is an illusion, but it's also a dimension of reality that allows us to continue to experience ourselves and each other. So thank you, time. Thank you, my love. Not thank you to the colonial and capitalist constructions around and dominance of how we understand and feel and are able to feel and share time. No thank you to that. But anyways, what are you going to move towards? What are you going to move through? What are you going to move with this week, my darling? I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll see you next soul session. Bye. I hope some paradigms have been shifted for you in today's conversation. As always, if you can, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple and Spotify. Like, comment, subscribe. I love you so, so much. Okay? I love you. Join me on my Substack. Links in the comment section. Go there. Okay? Love you so much. Love you. Bye.